Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays.
I woke up like this. I woke up like this. I woke up like this because I'm ready to go. It's Sunday, yo, and we ready to do it. Boom, 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 boom. Just drank some fluid. Hey, I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. And yes, I just rapped. I just did it. Hey, it's another edition of PD Sundays, and you know what we're going to do today. Today is all about what I've learned, and I'm about to give it back. Felix Dennis, ultra heavyweight. A lot of people don't know. Dude's from England, man. This guy taught me a lot in his book, How to Get Rich. A book title like that, you think it may be scammy. But there's a lot of people with a book title like that. For instance, Donald Trump has a book title like that. We read it. But seems that trumped anyone else with that title. So we're going to dive in to what Felix Dennis, which I think is a powerful book, and yeah, definitely not scammy. It's more about that mental attitude and that physical action in which one has to do to prove their way to success. But remember, becoming rich does not guarantee happiness, okay? In fact, it is almost certain to impose the opposite condition, if not from the stresses and strains from protecting it, then the guilt from inevitably companies its arrivals, okay? So you think that it's gonna get you happy? You already gotta be happy, okay? In fact, why get rich and just sit there and be a sourpuss sitting in your home not adding value? So let's continue on with these nuggets that Felix Dennis taught me in a book, How to Get Rich. 16 points, baby. 16. I just gave you one of them about happiness. Here's the other 15. In certain circumstances, the true net worth of an individual or family might be reduced by as much as half if little or no tax planning has been undertaken. Comfort Killers, the best book that I could give you as a nugget that helps you out with tax planning is Tax-Free Wealth. And let me give you the author's name. Just got to pull it from this thing. Tom Wheelwright. Check that out. Get it on Amazon. Tom Wheelwright. To help you with that, I want to definitely give you that nugget. Another thing, according to Tables of Wealth, rich starts at a total asset value of 15 to 40 milli, also known as the lesser rich, okay? So there is a little thing here where there is a rich, total rich, comfortably poor. So let's check this out. 1 million to 2 million, you're comfortably poor, baby. You know, Grant always said, a millionaire is the new middle class. Let's check this out. If you just turn a millionaire, 1 million, 2 million, you're comfortably poor. 2 million to 5 million, the comfortably well off. Okay. 5 million to 15 million, the comfortably wealthy. 15 million to 40 million, the lesser rich. Okay. 40 million to 75 million, the comfortably rich. 75 million to 100 million, the rich. 100 million to 200 million, the seriously rich. 200 million to 400 million, the truly rich. And then 400 million to 99.9999 million is the filthy rich. Did you ever think of a chart? Where do you fit in? If you're not there again, let's get to the comfortably poor, bro. At least, money is colorblind, race blind, sex blind, degree blind, and couldn't care less who brought you up or in what circumstances. So that's why I always tell people it doesn't matter the circumstances, you could change it at any given time in your life. Let's personally develop that mindset. Money is one of the most neutral substances on earth. Neutral doesn't care, baby, and it also doesn't care what you want to do with it. So you remember, doesn't care if you think that it, you know, you do negative things. It doesn't care that you do positive things. The universe will attract to you whatever you want. At the end of the day, you have to follow up and do the lessons that you'll learn. So my thing is stay positive as hell and add value to many people's lives. Just don't use it. Don't be a Madoff with it. Okay. But it doesn't matter. You see, Madoff gets money. Madoff was rich. Madoff was way up there at once, but it does come back to you. Karma is still a bitch. If you truly believe that your race, sex, and upbringing can keep you from becoming rich, then you had best give up there, okay? You stand by far the best chance of becoming rich as you please. You have an advantage that neither education nor upbringing nor money can buy. You have almost nothing, and therefore, you have almost nothing to lose. Put it like that, comfort killers. Never trust the vast mountain of conventional wisdom. We all talk about, hey, conventional wisdom, traditional thinking. As a comfort killer, we have to break beyond that. You know, I was scratching off scratch-offs, thinking that I'm working out my wrist, okay? I was scratching off scratch-offs, like trying to get that shortcut to success, playing the lotto, you know? And I always looked, look at those cars, look at those people that buy scratch-offs, okay? You ever see a guy well off, go in the store and buy freaking $100 worth of scratch offs. No, they don't even got time to go to the store, bro. They're adding value to other people's lives. Look at the ones that go in there and spend all day and spend all their money on dollar freaking scratch offs. I was one of them. Had to break out of that. Had to definitely break out of that. So check this out. Stamina is your secret weapon. So when you talk about stamina, you're talking about health, you're talking about wealth, you're talking about energy. This month, I'm dropping, well, not this month, but in a course of 6 months, my goal is to drop 50 pounds. I'm spending a lot of time with this month to get some new habits in form, because if you're well off in health, you are well off in riches already. Your instinctive knowledge of modern technology gives you another edge. And I'm giving you the freaking God honest truth. This is from Felix Dennis, and he does not lie, man. He puts it down in this book. Your instinctive knowledge of modern technology. What's happening next? What's happening now? How could you leverage it? You know, how could you be omnipresent on all these technologies? How could you learn them? How could you burn through them? How could you use them? Remember, don't let technology use you. You need to use them and use them for your advantage. There's a lot of apps and there's a lot of websites that will do a lot of the work for you. And jump in our mastermind, because we tell you how to use technology. Our masterminds, you can check it out on a Facebook group, facebook.com/groups, then /The Comfort Killers. Just search The Comfort Killers on Facebook. You should definitely pull up the group there. I'm telling you, learn and know and get your knowledge, instinctive knowledge of modern technology. Treasure that instinctive knowledge. Anyone not busy learning is busy dying, okay? That's why I said there's a lot of time spent online and we're freaking pounding the pavement. We're hitting Instagram with the 7 posts. We're hitting YouTube with this. We're hitting this and that. We're hitting that and that. But at the end of the day, take a second, take 5 minutes to read an article, to read an article on technology. Where's it going? There's a lot of AI information that's out there now. AI is just on that belt, that curve, right? And maybe we need to adopt some things. Maybe we need to invest in it. Whatever the case, no, just read an article. Let the experts tell you, give you the stats. You don't have to go out there and try to invent the thing. It's already being done, okay? Ambition, fearlessness, self-belief, stamina, a degree of callousness, a willingness to learn. These are your advantages over the middle age and the old. Remember, if you're a young man, if you're up to 60 years old, you're young, and you need to know that there are things, your fearlessness, your ambition, man, people will still get up out of bed, burst out of bed and get it done. That is your advantage. Stay clean, stay mean, stay lean. And that's what I'm doing. The lean part, man. The lean part is what I'm focused on. So proud of those who work. Be proud of those who work. Brave and motivated and train sufficiently. Remember, training is a key. We need to train. We need to train. We need to train. All right. So let me go down to this one and then we're going to go. Knowing that fear of failure is holding you back, okay, is a step in the right direction. But it isn't enough, because knowing isn't doing, okay? Knowing isn't doing. Knowing is not doing. So there's tons of goals that I actually took from Felix Dennis, How to Get Rich. I just wanted to give you a few of them because we need to get rich. Okay, rich in health, rich in mind, rich in body, rich in finances, rich in stamina, rich in relationships, rich in everything, man. Rich in spirituality, rich in abundance. You look outside, man, it's so abundant. Count the trees. Do me a favor, count how many trees you see today and let me know if you're not rich already. I am Stacey A. Cross. There is no E in my name, baby. Love you.